Well, it's different kind of china.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that? China or glass that a farmer would use to...
Egg?
That a farmer would use to try to fool a hen into laying?
What?
You know, a glass egg or
Oh,
something
yeah,
like
I've
that?
seen those.
What did they use them for?
Well, they put them in the nest for nest eggs. They call them nest eggs.
Get the hen to lay?
Well, that gives them an idea.
I see. You know, you mentioned you were talking about using buckets and all.
What?
Using buckets.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call a bucket by any other name?
Well, I don't know. I don't really know.
Would they ever call it a pail?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
But that's the same thing.
Yeah. Pail. Pail's the same thing as a bucket. A lot of people call them pails. And we used to get syrup. We'd go to the mill and get syrup, and they would be in buckets. So we got the saying, syrup buckets, you know. Mm-hmm. Syrup bucket. Instead of calling them pails, we called them buckets. Because we'd get syrup.
Did people back then ever keep a bucket around the kitchen and
oh, yeah.
throw scraps into it for the hogs?
You know, huh?
Did you ever keep one that you threw scraps in for the hogs?
Oh, yeah, but you didn't call it a slop bucket. Slop bucket in the kitchen. You always kept that there. But then, I'll tell you another thing. We had an old-timey cedar bucket. Oh, I guess it's about 3 gallons. And we had a gourd dipper.
Is that right? I've never seen one.
And we made these gourds that come out. And you make little, and you, when they get ripe enough that you don't break them, you saw this out. You saw this out. And then you take a kind of file and run down over it. You get all of this stuff out, and you clean that, and that makes that gourd real slick. And it's this neck of the handle. And you'd leave it in the bucket if it was dry and mature and everything, you know, they are green like. But you got to wash them, dry them out, and all. But that's the best gourd dipper. I want to show you what my son got.
It's all right.
I've got a big gourd dipper somewhere. Some of the kids didn't take it. That's the little gourd. Huh. Look here. Now the big gourd dippers are different. But this, we raise these out on the fence line. But the big gourd dippers, you go in here and you plow that out. And the big gourd dippers got a crooked handle.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
You want to take this?
Sure. I appreciate it.
That's a little gourd. Display out of it.
Yes, sir.
Look at there. That's cute.
It's got a crooked neck.
Yeah.